712 on this finally Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings. 32 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1. Your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
Welcome in our listeners on AM 1340. Those listening on the free WRHI app. Download that app today. Watching us on Caporium Cable Channel 103 as well as Facebook Live. We have Andy Clinton from Visit York County in here. And Andy, we can finally drop interim from your introduction, and we can now introduce him as Andy Clinton, President and CEO of Visit York County.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's got a good ring to it.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it. No, it happened about a month ago, mm-hmm. but it was great to be able to be in that interim position for 6 months and kind of really figure out the ins and outs of everything and make sure I was kind of trending in the right direction and on the right path. So, very excited for, be a part of this organization long term. So
that's great.
We've had a busy couple of weeks. Not only did you get a new job title, you also brought in a quick mention of a baby, a bundle of joy into the world. Excuse me, my words in the right The words were coming out, but not in the right order. I can't even get that right.
So anyway, trust me, I'm in the same level because I'm getting a few hours of sleep each night.
You're
thankfully,
tired.
Wife helped me out last night. I woke up by alarm clock. And I was like, wow, I wasn't used to it. The past couple nights. It's been on and off every hour and a half, 2 hours, and I was like, whoa, wife hooked me up this past night. I went to sleep at midnight and woke up at 6 o'clock. I was like, man.
Wow. You'll probably pay for that later this weekend.
Yeah.
I'll let you all. But everyone's happy and healthy?
Everybody's happy and healthy.
Great.
So it's nice to be home, and everything's a little bit more chaotic. You have to embrace the chaos with a 2.5-year-old and now a week old. So everything from dinner schedules and bath times and bedtime routines. I'm sure you know the feeling.
Well, welcome. So that's great. Well, congratulations, and we're so happy for you all. All right, we do want to talk business a little bit. We've got a lot of ground to cover. Let's do a couple things. Brand new addition to our parks resume. We've got Catawba Park that is now open in Tika K, and you were out there yesterday, Wednesday.
Yeah.
Thursday.
Yep. No, it's a phenomenal park. We've been speaking with Tika K, honestly, years now. This park, they talked about it in the press conference that, it's been in the works for, 15 plus years. It's taken some time, but I know that, they are super excited to have that, that kind of park, that kind of facility within Tika K. It's huge for the local residents and their recreation programs, but they're very excited about, they want to have us on board as far as the weekend events and bringing in flag football and baseball tournaments and, continuing to increase their tax base as far as and keep their restaurants busy, along that 160 corridor. So very excited. Like I said, dad brain now. I told Dustin, hey, that's a really nice playground you guys have there. That might have to
it
in the rotation. That's my life now. That's what I'm concerned about.
Well, we see what a park can do. Look at Miracle Park alone.
Right.
The benchmarks that they've been able to achieve in just 1 year. So your brain's thinking in the right order. But again, having another place to bring in sporting events, Visit York County works with all of our municipalities to make sure that we get all kind of events here. And when people do come here for events, they have downtime sometimes if they're tournaments. But the good news, starting January the 1st, Carewinds will be open year-round, so guests can check them out in January and February on the weekends. How big of a deal is this? Because Carewinds is already, as you've mentioned before on the show, a big draw for Visit York County. I can imagine now you're casting your net even wider.
Yeah. And as you guys can imagine, Carewinds is, one of our top assets in the county. The volume, the amount of people that come in, throughout the spring and the summer and Carewinds. It's thousands. The impact is huge, So as far as tournaments and people, coming in and, if somebody's coming in to Carewinds, then they might go and eat, somewhere in Kingsley or Baxter Village afterwards. But yeah, it's huge for everyone. Carewinds, but sports events and restaurants,
hotels,
workforce, you know, the amount of, you know, new jobs that are probably going to become available. So yeah, it's a big deal, and it's an opportunity for us. We just met with them a couple days ago, just to discuss, you know, hey, you guys are open year round, mm-hmm. you know, obviously, you know, potentially January or February might be a little bit slower. How can we help you guys out? You know, are there, you know, spelling bee competitions or juggling competitions or beta club conferences or what have you that we can kind of increase, you know, drive people to Carowinds? So looking for all sorts of opportunities, so which is great.
That's great.
Great to hear, and thanks for peeling back that curtain to let us know a little bit how those relationships go. And then we'll wrap up real quick with disc golf. So, of course, it flew in to Winthrop mm-hmm. Coliseum, and now it flew out. But you've got some stats and figures?
Yeah. No, we're still kind of compiling the numbers, but it's looking like it's, you know, right around $2 million in economic wow. impact. I mean, you're talking about thousands of people coming in. It's a great event, and everyone, you know, just needs Innova is in our backyard, is a disc golf manufacturer, one of the top in the world. And disc golf is exploding. I mean, I believe, you know, you read different articles they're always, you know, top five as far as growth of sports. So disc golf is trending in the right direction, and, you know, we want to be a part of that. That event just continues to grow. We had a large presence out there as far as tent, and we promoted the brew trail. So we passed out over 500 brew trail passports. I told Ben Lee at Slow Play, because they're a big part of the disc golf championships, I was like, heads up, we are sending a lot of people your way, which is great. That's what we want to do. We want to, when we're at these events, get people, when they're at the indoor facility, make sure they go to downtown Rock Hill. When they're at the disc golf championships,
right.
go to our breweries. Mm-hmm. So it was great that all worked out.
Best thing, too, keeping the money here locally in York County, for sure. Andy, we are pushing up against the clock here, but check out Visit York County online, on social media. They have got blogs for fall festivals, for your Halloween must-do and must-have, brew trails, and so many more things. And we'll try throughout the morning to mention these as well. But Andy Clinton, again, is president and CEO of Visit York County.